So they say don't burn bridges. Listen, I'm damn near ready to light that fire. Boosie, Future, Usher, what's her name? Summer Walker, Winter Runner, whatever your name is. It's smoke with y'all. But the smoke starts here in New York with Mr. Stephen A., which is why I'm in this building that I'm in with one of my his naives live, because I refuse to be in the same studio as Stephen A. while the Knicks are in the playoffs. We can't be in the Garden. We can't be in the studio. I'm not willing to shoot a show with him. What happened?
No, she got money. I ain't gonna hold you.
She absolutely does. You know that? You rich.
Shoot. Can we go back to the studio, though?
Hey,
I swear Ferb's a red part of this.
This is Sounds by Oso.
Boo, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. My boy. I think you need to tell Mikal Bridges that too. Get him out the way immediately.
Yeah, what you need to get out the way is that Jets hitting. Don't try to bash the Knicks when you're a Jets fan. What pick they had?
Number two.
Okay, rightfully so. You don't get a number two pick unless you're what?
Ass.
Garbage. So don't come here singing and trolling and acting like you friends are ludicrous, because I already say, all things Atlanta is getting the smoke until this series is over. Hopefully we just on the other end of what's going on right now.
Nah, but we got to hear a little more from you. Like, what exactly do you think is going on? Like, how do y'all... I'm looking at this shit like OG should have gotten that. I'm going straight to what I think. OG should have got the last shot. Y'all know y'all was going to Brunson. Everybody knows going to Brunson. Nobody expected him to pass, so Josh Hart wasn't ready. OG was frying yesterday. Why not feed him?
No, OG is not a player that's like, oh, last shot, let's set up the play for OG. OG end up having 26 in the flow of the game. It'd be the most quietest 26 you've ever seen in your life, unless he's, like, dunking on people. But his baskets and stuff like that don't come easy enough to be like, oh, we can trust him with the last possession. So I wouldn't do that. But there are a few things that I would have done differently. Mitchell Robinson, why are you only playing 11 minutes? Why are you only playing 11 minutes? Mike Brown, you was playing Diawara all year long, and he was proving, like, why you were playing him.
It's a fact.
You did all of that to do what? To not trust him now? 6'8", he's knocking down threes so long as he's open, and he's athletic. How you can't find time for him? That's these coaches. That's what I'm talking about. We already know. You already know how I feel about, like rinse and repeat, as far as, like, if it ain't working with a coach,
right,
get him up out of there and bring somebody else, and let's figure it out while we have a team that can compete.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, because at this point, this is a championship team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to be a Knicks fan or whatnot, but we all see what it is. And this is a championship team, and y'all should not be in this situation with Atlanta. That's not a team that y'all want to go to seven with. Because if y'all do and y'all win, Boston going to follow right up, and that's nasty.
And we talking, like, first of all, Boston's in their own series. We'll talk about that later. Back to the Knicks, though. Mikal Bridges... I'm not one that's going to kill him, because he's been getting killed all year. I'm going to kill the killer, Stephen A. Do you expect a Mikal Bridges to perform when all year long you've been calling him trash, basically, saying he's not worth the picks that he got traded for? Who wants to hear that and then come out and play for the city that you're playing for? No. Every time I look up, I'm in a trade package. Or somebody on ESPN is talking about him. Kendrick Perkins, all of y'all telling me I need to step up. Listen, I'm not gonna come down on him like that, because we still have three games to win. In the middle of the season, we're trading Karl Anthony Towns up until the trade deadline. And he's supposed to just play through that. Mikal Bridges, all year long, or since the trade deadline, and since he's been safe, it's like, damn, like, you kinda playing subpar. But the way we be letting him know is just like, yo, that mental health shit, is it real or is it not?
Listen, yo, it's real. And at the same time, you got to call a spade because I know how you feel at certain moments when certain things happen to the Knicks. And you're not going to sit here and tell me like you're not mad that Mikal Bridges had 0 points. You was just nothing but cardio out there. And he had 4 turnovers. Like, come on, son. You in the negative now, okay, boy.
I mean, again, you have to use your roster. He has 4 turnovers because he has the ball too much and you're asking him to do too much. Who's our best passer? I've been saying it all year. Tyler Kolek. How is he not seeing the floor at all? Jordan Clarkson. How much minutes did he play?
No, no.
17 and had 8 points. So if Mikal Bridges has 0 in 21 minutes and he has 8 in 17, that means that he should be playing a little bit more.
Yeah, all right.
Let's talk about the best shooter on our team, Landry Shamet, who is not a slouch defensively. So you could put him on C.J. McCollum and make C.J. McCollum chase him around to get him tired. C.J. McCollum is no spring chicken. Why are we not taking advantage of the bodies that we have on our team?
Honestly, you got to look at it like he... Yo, it's all Mike Brown because he's not playing Brunson or Cat at the same time in the fourth quarter. And at that time, he could be playing a Landry Shamet. You know what I'm saying? He could be doing that out there. And he's not having him come out there. So I honestly don't know. You've been calling this out all season. So
Atlanta, they're not a defensive team. Even getting like torched by C.J. McCollum is kind of like on the other end. You're supposed to be giving it right back. As a team, I'm not even saying, yo, Brunson, you're supposed to kill I'm saying you're supposed to pick out their weak defensive players the same way they picking on Jalen Brunson. C.J. McCollum ain't no stopper. You attack him, too. That's what OG be doing. But, you know, he get his points, like I say, in the flow of the game. Nothing is set up for him. It don't look like they'd say, yo, we going to go through OG for this next because he's killing. Cat, 8 for 12. You're not taking enough shots. Demand that rock. Brunson. And Rick Brunson, tell your son pass that ball or y'all both going to find yourselves in Milwaukee. Nigga, what you saying?
Nah, I mean, if you're trading for Milwaukee, you think you're getting Giannis back?
What do you mean you think you're getting Giannis back? I mean, at this point, if you're Milwaukee, do you want Jalen Brunson?
That's what I'm saying. You think you're
getting Giannis? What are you saying? You're not allowed to say that. You don't say that. You got a Jets jersey on. I'll say it again. If you going to play how you playing, you're going to end up somewhere else. It ain't even about Giannis to me. Now, at this point, I feel like we don't have that play. Everything that we say Jalen Brunson is, not this series. And it's the first round. Let us lose. Let us lose. Everybody gone. Everybody. Stephen A., you going to Fox. That's how I'm... Yeah. Everybody's relocating. Hey, what?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah. It's between you and... Enjoy.
So, look. Moving forward, it's almost like Steve Kerr, where you at? No. Steve Kerr, where you at? Steve Kerr need to be front and center in Atlanta watching Kuminga.
Yeah.
Watching Kuminga.
Yeah.
Real road in his career. I mean, he looks like he's about to, you know, no matter what. But let's say he was playing next to Steph this whole time.
Listen, this might be a better move for him anyway. So God works how he works.
I'm just talking the infrastructure of the league, the way you could just do that. Son, yo, I don't like you. You can't play.
Talking about Kuminga, right? He was born out there. But at the same time, I feel like, Cat, you 7 foot. Like, why is Kuminga, like you not backing down Kuminga? Like, why are you having a problem with him? Like, what's up?
Cat, I have no complaints. I have no complaints about Cat. Last night, he had 21-17.
Yeah. Okay.
8 for 12 from the field. He's not shooting a bunch of threes. They're just not looking his way. I've seen Jalen Brunson. And this is not even Cat all the time. I seen Jalen Brunson while OG is running with his hand out, nobody in his pad.
Right.
You just gonna dribble.
Right.
Pass the fuck. And then it's your dad is on the bench. It's bigger than a coach.
Yeah.
You coach your son, right?
That's a fact.
So when you got players that's doing dumb shit, you treat them a little differently. Max, come on. You better than that. When it's your son,
yo,
you ready to put balls on.
That's a fact.
What you doing, Rick?
That's a fact.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. They could be going together. That's it, man. They could be going together.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people is going to be on the trade block. Now it's just trying to figure out, like, which star do we want? Because we can get a star for all these pieces. But it's just sad that I'm realizing, like, they might just be pieces.
What's up? What's your take on the series right now? It's 2-1 Minnesota.
All right. I mean, y'all heard what I said before. I say it all over my Instagram, Ant-Man fan. That's one.
Okay.
Two, Like last night, he had 16, 17 points.
Yeah.
And they blew the team out. He played 24 minutes. He's preserving himself for that next round. I swear, Denver, the only team they didn't want to see is Minnesota. I said that. You got Ant you got to worry about, and then everybody make fun of Rudy. But Rudy, the one person that stays in the way of Jokic. Yes, he's still going to kill. Yes, he's still going to get his numbers. He's Jokic, best player in the league, one of. But Rudy Gobert, you got one job, and he's doing it. Stay in front and making it tough on him. Last night, Jokic is a pillar of consistency and efficiency. He shot 7 for 26.
Mm-hmm.
We complain about Rudy Gobert. Yo, man, listen, man. He about to get them pat. If they beat Denver, who's next to Minnesota? Is it the winner of the Lakers-Rockets?
Yeah.
Ant-Man might be back in the Western Conference Finals, like I've been saying. And I told Villanueva, Pinson, and Raymond Felton and them, son going to be the face of the league. Y'all worried about Wimby. Wimby playing today? I don't know. It's in question. That's the point. That's my point.
So, I don't know.
Ant Edwards, football demeanor. I'm here every game. They picked up Io. I told y'all he just been needing a little running mate. What Io had last night?
25.
Led the team in scoring. 25, 10 for 15 from the floor. Watch out for Minnesota. I've been saying it all year. Got a lot of former Knicks on the team, too. What?
No, nothing. Listen.
All right, because if they win, that's my team, too. That's my team, too.
Nah, listen, there's not that much to say. Like, Minnesota's playing how they should be playing. Ant got that runner's knee and still being able to, you know, do his part and had a team wild out for him, son. Like, Rudy doing this. Yo, Rudy got what? Like you said, he's making Joker work. 2 for 10 from 3, 7 for 26. Like, even though he had a double-double, like, it's a different type of Joker.
So Jaden McDaniels has said what he said about Denver. Like, listen, man, they don't have a lot of defenders. They're actually on the weaker side. Like, it's one thing to say somebody's not a good defender.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to say, like, listen, man, we could get buckets on them.
Right.
Jumping over them, yada, yada. But that's what I said, though. If you ain't in all of these athletic swingmen on Minnesota,
man,
you want to see Jokic in that paint. You don't want to see him on the defensive end because he's killing y'all.
Right.
Apparently now that he's not, but that's what usually happens. But when it's time to go to that rim and you meeting him there, you happy about that one.
Yeah, unathletic, so. Yeah. Look, the way I see it is Denver, if Denver gets taken out and Minnesota really does this, I don't want to say Minnesota's going to the Western Conference Finals because then you're saying that they're going to get past the Lakers if the Lakers do get, you know, past the Rockets and whatnot. And I think Austin Reeves is coming back, so we got AR coming back.
We,
Lakers. We got AR coming back. We got AR coming back. And Luka is supposed to come back next series, too. So if that is the case and we do get Luka back next series, AR, Bron Wallen right now in the playoffs.
So what we doing is talking about a team that's down 2-1 like they're out of it, while the Knicks are also down 2-1. So I'm not going to act like either series is over.
Jumping back into the conversation, we were talking about the Lakers and the Rockets earlier for a little bit. What's your predictions on this series right here?
Well, they're saying that Luka might be back game 4, game 5 if necessary.
Austin, Luka's might be back next series. Yeah, Austin, game 5.
Oh, so if it's Austin Reeves y'all waiting for?
Yeah, what's up?
I ain't gonna lie, I might have Rockets.
What?
I might have the Rockets.
I'm not doing it. Nah, not me. AR 15. First of all, Bron got him going crazy right now. So I'm rocking with how Bron playing with the Lakers. So with AR coming back around by game 5, Bron getting help? Like, what are you talking about? Sound like we good. Like, we're good. We're already looking how we looking. We're just Bron by himself. 41.
So
KD couldn't stay in front of him.
So do you respect Udoka as a coach?
Who? Oh, yeah. Ime? Yeah.
Right. So the way he, you know, puts his demeanor into his roster. What you feel about Thompson? Because I feel like he's the answer and the key, because it's kind of like all you got to, not all you got to do, because just saying take LeBron out the game is kind of crazy.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, you definitely supposed to, at this stage in LeBron's career and who you supposed to be, you supposed to be able to take advantage of a 41-year-old LeBron James. Like,
yeah, but.
And Sengun, you're another one.
Mm-hmm.
During the Olympics, you looking like the like Jokic 2.0. You dealing with DeAndre Ayton, who we've all been making fun of all year long. You can't take advantage of him? Or maybe you can. Let's see how the series falls out. But I think that those two, Thompson, Sengun, you gotta help KD out there.
Nah, I think Amen is like gonna be the face of that team once KD leaves. You know what I'm saying? Like he definitely is, but not right now. And not against the wise man is what I'm gonna call him right now, LeBron James. You feel me? So like he's not like I get what you mean, but LeBron is also what they saying, putting $1 million worth of taking care of his body. Like he ain't the average 41-year-old out there. I mean,
last year he was 40.
Huh?
And you had Jaden McDaniels on him.
All right. Are we talking about this series?
We're
not talking about last year.
LeBron
this year
was there with Luka.
Not last year.
LeBron was there with Luka. And Jaden McDaniels made sure, look, this shit ain't about to get out of hand through you. If Luka go crazy, Luka go crazy. You, LeBron
and
James,
that's fine, though.
At 40?
But that's fine, though. Like, that's the problem. Who's expecting LeBron to be the number one guy? He just has to be the number one guy right now.
Okay, so he should be.
And it's looking good for the Lakers, him being the number one guy right now. What are we talking about?
Listen, it's a long series. And like I said, if the players that I told to step up, the Lakers would be done. And a lot of that has to do with who their coach is. You know I'm a coach killer. We can talk about it.
Let's talk about it, because what is JJ doing? JJ, what are the Lakers at? The Lakers are what? Third in the West?
Yeah, okay.
So, scoring champion, Bron playing well, Luka. So, what are we talking about?
What does scoring champion have to do with who the coach is?
I'm saying, I think he...
Or is the coach doing good because he has a scoring champion?
Nah, it helps.
Since when is the coach making somebody a scoring champion?
Yo, because
you're signing up
different stuff,
on a team that had LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They traded Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic. Austin Reeves makes his way up. Now you got this big three all of a sudden.
J.J. Redick is a shooter.
No.
J.J. Redick is a shooter. Okay. So all he did was help Luka and as well, just improve his shot a little bit, probably gave him some advice. Like he's
J.J.
a coach.
Redick,
he knows what he's doing. He could have. What I'm saying, what I'm really trying to say is the fact that J.J. is a good coach and J.J. got us at number three in the West. We're good money.
So... If he loses in the first round, again, because that's all we know him of, you had one season, you lost in the first round with a bunch of Hall of Famers. Now, let's say he crumbles and loses to this Rockets team. Does he deserve his job? Yes or no? Does he deserve his job?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Because he doesn't have his full team. If he had Luka and AR the whole time, of course. I'm not doing that. So hold on. So if the Knicks didn't have Brunson, because that's what Luka would be. If the Knicks didn't have Brunson and they lost, you're going to say, fire Mike Brown right now?
Lost to who?
To the Hawks.
Because what I'm saying is that y'all are that much better than the Rockets in the first round.
Who?
The Lakers.
Yeah.
As far as the Lukas, the Reeves, and the LeBrons.
That's it.
Y'all shouldn't be struggling with the Rockets.
There's no Luka
and
Reeves.
I'm getting at J.J. Redick here, where you're trying to act like he's doing this good job. No, you have this roster.
Let me hear what you
got to
say.
You have this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. You have this roster. You're not that good of a coach if you got this roster. That's it. How much are you coaching for real? Bron out there at 41 creating miracles. Luka last year playing 44 minutes a game. The last game that they got eliminated, that's your team, right? You watch.
Right.
Do you know that Luka played 48 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you know that all the starters played the last 24? He didn't make a single substitution in that last
game. Yes, I remember that.
What's that?
Listen, that was then. It's a little
that
adjustment.
Was the last
you
got to
listen. Last year's last year. What are we gonna do? I'm not gonna beat him up for last year. Right now,
he
we gotta say
been
we got,
fired
we're third in the West. We're in the alls right now, and the only reason why we dropped down from the third is because Luke and Reeves were hurt, and then the ball got to be in Bron on Bron. What you want him to do? All he's out there with is him and his son.
All right, real quick question, right? If you Luka, you played with J.J. Redick in Dallas.
Yeah.
If J.J. Redick tells you, Luka, come on, man. What are you doing? Turn up. Play some defense. What you going to say if you Luka?
Fuck out of here. But still.
You know, it's no but still. You know what I'm going to say? Do you know we were on the same team? Do you know you averaged 4 and I averaged 30? Do you know I'm Luka and you're not? I don't even know why you on the sideline. You here to talk to the other n****s. Don't speak to me. And that's my point with these coaches. You
that's
can
not
go.
Basketball.
You can be replaced. That's what?
That's not.
I won.
It's not. It's not.
I won. I won.
It's not.
Segment.
Like how Detroit go? And Orlando right now, they're tied 1-1. I know you had Orlando as a pick, as a good team in the East. Talk to me, man. They're giving the number one seed right now an issue.
I had Orlando in our way when, you know, there was no Haliburton.
Right.
Tatum was supposedly, like, out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cleveland didn't have Harden. A lot of shit happened between when I picked Orlando to get in our way and now. But it's still kind of a strong pick, and that's why they won one with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
I like Cade. You know, he's one of the best players in the NBA, but I feel like Detroit is so Cade heavy that, you know, you bump into an Orlando-led team, and that's the type of team that beats those teams that's top-heavy.
Right.
Like, you got 7 to 8 players with, on any given night, one of them can have 25 to 30 points. The kid, Black.
Yeah.
Yo, he got the dunk of the year, and he's, like, the fourth player off the bench. It's like Orlando is deep like that, so, you know, Detroit got a fight ahead of them headed to Orlando.
They do. They do. I feel like Orlando matches up with them well. You know, like you said, you don't really know whose night's going to be. Wendell Carter could be have a good night. It could be Black. Desmond Bane is, you know, wilding when he does. Mm-hmm. Well, Paolo, honestly, is really the key factor. You know, everybody's going to agree with that. And what he had, like, 18 yesterday, something like that. So, here, I think his, like, somewhat inconsistency, in a sense, is a big issue in itself, like, because you expect so much from him. And when you don't get it, it's kind of like...
I see, that's how you see it, but I see it like Orlando's one of those teams where he don't got to go off. It's cool when he do. Like, it's definitely... That makes him a great team. But when his 17, like I just said about Ant Edwards, his 17 means that somebody else on the team went off. It could be Dame. It could be Wendell Carter. It could be Suggs. Orlando got a lot of pieces, and I like them against Detroit. And I know Cade is going to do what Cade does, but they're going to make it tough for him. So that always works out in the favor of the team that has a scattered out good players against a top-heavy team. So we're going to see how it turns out. You know, Jalen Duren might have something to say about what I'm saying.
No.
Tobias Harris, too. But I'm not saying that everybody on Detroit just goes missing. I'm just saying in the playoffs, you need that number two guy when everybody's focusing on number one.
Who Detroit got? Who wins? If they win this series, who do they play next? They play Cleveland or the Raptors?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In Cleveland. So Detroit and Cleveland would be easy. Yeah, that's a pick 'em for me because, like I said, Detroit is number one as far as what they did during the season. But when you're playing a good team every night and they're preparing to clog Cade, who else is it going to be? It's like Thompson.
Oh, so you got Cleveland? You say you got Cleveland beating Detroit?
If they match up with each other, yes. I don't have Detroit getting out this Orlando series for real. If you want to be,
I mean, why don't you? You want to go out there or something like that?
Yeah, nah. I mean, I'm supposed to go to Orlando. I'm supposed to be like doing a broadcast for T-Mac 1-on-1 League. So, you know, I'm a Floridian in the summertime. They know me out there, like,
yeah. Oh, all right. So we met then.
Oh, T-Mac, cut the check. Cut the check.
Oh, we outside. T-Mac, what's good?
What's up? Yeah, that's right. Vince, too. Shout out to Vince. It's my guys right there.
The two kings of R&B are going on tour with each other.
Who? Me and who?
You. No, you not. I'm talking about Chris Brown and Usher.
Oh, them?
Yeah.
All right, so, but this is what I'm saying, though. You don't never stand on anything. How can it be two kings? Which one is the king? There can only be one. Is it Chris Brown? Is it Usher?
Listen, that's a tough argument right there. I'm not gonna lie to you. And
I don't like how much you blushing. First of all, you dark skinned.
Pause.
Why do I see your face turning red?
First of all,
at the thought of Chris Brown and Usher.
First of all,
stay away from the crossover. But you look like you're gonna be paying for meet and greets.
No.
Literally. Anyway, I think
your mouth.
I think that Chris Brown, as far as performing, got Usher. Like if we giving him ratings, he's a 10 performer and Usher's a 8. So you got him there. But music, I think Usher got Chris Brown beat. So it depends on what your preference is. If you going to the show for the music, or if you going to the show for the show.
Chris Brown got music too, though. Chris Brown got music too.
Like
Chris
Brown has music too. We talking about somebody has to be better than the other. Who has better music? Is it Chris Brown? Is it Usher? And I don't even think
I think the tour might let you know that better off. Like, see, you saying that.
I don't need the tour.
I think the tour will let you know. You
could be a music person.
I don't know. I don't think it works like that.
We still, yeah. The point is that Usher makes songs for situations. Chris Brown makes songs. Like, it's 1,000 songs. Like, Usher got them songs where it's like, damn, I felt that. I could play that in this situation.
I could just say no Chris Brown. Huh. Speaking of situations, then, you go there with a date.
To the concert.
Mm-hmm. And Usher and or Chris Brown want to bring her off stage. What you doing?
What do you mean what am I doing?
What you doing?
I'm pushing her if she was walking too slow.
Oh, you sending her off the stage?
Yeah.
So you letting Usher put cherries all in her mouth and Chris Brown trying to...
He's going to put cherries in her mouth and what I'm going to put in her mouth after the concert. You know what? This is going on Stephen A's page. We're going to end the show right there because Greg is trying to get me into a different type of trouble. That's code 240.
Are we going back to the studio? I can't wait.